Gamecast from MSN.
Hi, and welcome back to the MSN Tech and Gadgets Gaming Podcast. That is Gamecast. It's our first podcast of the year, and you're joining me, Jane Douglas, one of your Tech and Gadgets editors, along with Nick Taylor, my fellow editor, and your host, Ian Lee, as always.
Happy New Year.
Take it away.
Well, Ian. Am I the host? I was looking at the forum this month, and I saw one of the many messages, well, a few messages that hadn't been deleted for whatever reason. I'm guessing there's a lot of swearing going on.
I don't know.
One of the messages on there said, well, to be honest, it's Jane and Nick's show, and Ian just chips in every now and then. So, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here.
I read another comment that said Ian is the complete package, and we're the icing on the cake. I assume that's a compliment.
I probably wrote that one to counteract the negative that was there. Well, let's start. What games did you get for Christmas, if any, and what have you been playing?
Okie doke. I got a couple of PSP games, actually. God of War, which had passed me by up until then.
Is it good? Because I've got that. I've not played it on the PSP.
Oh, play it. Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's, really good fun. It's like, I don't really like fighting games like Tekken and stuff, you know, like real button mashers.
Right.
But it kind of combines that with a platformer.
You don't like Tekken? I'm not a fan of like the Street Fighters and stuff like that, but Tekken's wonderful, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, it's small doses, I've never been like one of those Tekken heads that really gets into it and knows every special move.
Yes. The people that learn the combos, I think we can say this officially, are a little bit sad. It's good to have maybe one combo that you can impress your mates with. You go, well, watch this, triangle, triangle, exit. But to know them all is a little bit...
This is it, yeah.
Uber.
And that's kind of what always put me off. It's like, I can't do the triple backflip roundhouse thing. So, it kind of combines that with a platform game and everything.
That's not how I imagined that game to be at all. I'm surprised you're saying this to me. I knew nothing about it, and I got it, but I haven't played it. Okay.
Yeah, well, not like 2D platform. Fancy 3D effort. But very good. It looks beautiful for a PSP game as well. So that's really cool. I got a Patapon as well, which...
Well, that's a shame.
I don't even have yet.
What? Patapon?
Patapon, yeah. I just realised how that sounds. But,
It does sound a little bit rude.
I got that for Christmas. Apparently a sort of puzzler-type game, but I wouldn't know yet because the shop that it was bought from haven't delivered it yet.
Hang on a minute, this is insane. Someone's bought your Christmas present and you've not got it yet?
Yes.
I would tell Mum to get you something else as a bonus present.
Well, I know, it's going to turn up for my birthday this way, but there you go.
Well, if anyone knows, when is your birthday, by the way?
February 22nd.
Any
cards are welcome.
If anyone's played Patapon, if you could go onto the forum and let Nick know whether it's worth opening or selling it on
please do.
An internet auction site. Jane, did you get any games for Christmas?
You know, I didn't. I didn't get any games. I'm not surprised because I don't think my family would know what to get me necessarily. Yeah. I got my dad a DS with brain training, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, came out, 2 years ago now, but that was the one he wanted.
Does he like it?
He does. It's quite amusing to see him sat there with his reading glasses on, like shouting colours at the screen. You know, that game where you're like red, yellow, and having a bit of trouble with the accent there, I think.
Did it not understand him?
Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
It was on Watchdog. I think I mentioned this before.
They did a whole Watchdog
report with people of various accents. And women, apparently, it struggles with women's voices. They're too high. But if they talk very deeply, it can understand. I would imagine that a lot of DSs got sold this year and were given to parents. I think that seems to... A friend of mine got one for his mum and says she loves it.
I had a very strange thing this year, actually. The three women in my life, my girlfriend, my mum and my sister... I bought computer games.
Explain
for
that for us. That's good. What did you get for your girlfriend?
I got a Wii Fit. She asked for it.
Are you sure she asked for it? Are you saying she's a fat lass? That's not the most tactful. Here you go. I thought you might need this. It's like giving her 10 sessions down the gym. I don't know if that's a good present to give to a girlfriend.
She was delighted, honestly. She was very keen on getting Wii Fit. But it's just weird.
I've got to ask, what did you get your mum, what did you get your sister?
My mum was Professor Layton and the Curious Village.
What is...
That's good, I've played that.
I feel like I've been asleep for a year. I don't know what you're saying to me, Nick. Are you two just making games up to have
we
a laugh
at me? We
should
do that, just make some titles up.
We should do,
all right, next time we'll all try and throw in
no,
a made-up game.
Professor Layton, it's a puzzle game for the DS. It's really nice. It's like a puzzle book because there's nothing really animated about it. It looks like a kind of picture book, and it's like, here's a puzzle, solve this one.
And what did you get for your mum? What did you get for your sister?
She got the Wii game of Indiana Jones.
Oh, a proper game. All right, well done.
Yeah, good work. You're with that one.
Doing the whip and everything.
That's
like
right.
That.
Yeah.
All fantastic. Did anyone, on the forum, did anyone get that thing for the DS, sorry, where it's like 100 books? Have you seen that?
I have seen it. It's like all classics, books. Right? Yeah, it is. Jane Austen.
It's all boring books. You know.
Well, they're all like copyright free ones.
Well, yeah, get you want a bit like Kurt Vonnegut or some Stephen King or something with a bit of balls to it. But, oh, look, I can read Mansfield Park. Fantastic. I just don't think... I know it's all the vogue with these book readers at the moment, but the DS screen is too small to do that. You can get about 30 words a page on there.
A bit grainy.
It looks silly. Saying looks silly, though, I'm for Christmas I got... It's not a game, I'll go into a second. I got The Watchmen. Are we aware of them? It's a graphic novel.
Yes.
It's a comic.
Yes.
It's a graphic novel. It's a comic, really. No, it's a graphic novel. It's brilliant. So I've been sat on the train reading comics, graphic novels, and I was on the way here, so I was getting very strange looks from some people who thought, there's a 35-year-old man in a suit, he's reading a comic. It's a graphic novel. Now, the games I got two. I got End War, Tom Clancy, although I've been told last night it's pronounced Clancy.
Really?
Well, this is what I was told. He pronounces his name Clancy. Can we get Tom Clancy on the phone one day and find out how he pronounces his name?
Yeah, not around these parts. Clancy.
Clancy. Clancy, you big Nancy. I got End War, which I played once, and the speech recognition is brilliant. Mm. But I then made the mistake of not going through the training thing and went straight into an online game and just got mullered within 30 seconds. I sent my soldiers and their helicopters to protect a base. But then they were firing at me with tanks. I was like, I'm out of here. So I think I need to have a proper, couple of hours sitting down, going through the tutorial. I am worried that as a game, it's not going to be that good. That all it is, the gimmick is the talking. And that works incredibly well. You know, the voice recognition is amazing. But I'm worried that if I get beyond that, there's not going to be much of a game to it, really. It's just the gimmick of that, but I don't know. But the game that I got, and that surprised me, Left 4 Dead is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It is, I would say, was it released? It was released last year, wasn't it? Yes. It is the best game of 2008. Hats off, salute it. It's the best game. And everyone's going, oh, well, yeah, the single player's not that good. The single player's all right. But you get online and you play that with a bunch of randoms. It is the most fun I've ever had. Nick, now we're buddies on Xbox
Indeed,
Nick
yes.
Nick and I are actually buddies. We've been sending each other messages. And so you've not got a 360, have you? Have you?
I haven't got a 360. Yes, I do.
Are you online with it?
I am. I don't like humiliating myself in front of people I know, to be perfectly honest.
Then you haven't got a 360. If you're not online with it, you're not
No,
living.
No, I am, but I prefer, embarrassing myself in front of
random. I was just thinking we could get a little Left 4 Dead posse up.
Yeah.
Go around, shoot some zombies.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Have you got the game yet, Nick?
I do indeed, yeah. I have it. I've only played it a couple of times so far, so I'm horribly bad at it.
But that's the thing is, that's all you need to play it, because it's the simplest game for pick up and play. You don't, there's no heavy tutorial. You've got a gun, you shoot it, and that is it. And what's so good about it, and it took me a while to get this, it's the first truly cooperative game I think I've ever played online, where you've got three other people, and they're all helping. You have to help each other. Mm, you have to watch. And someone's going, you shout, you run ahead a bit, or you get left behind. You go, I'm getting eaten by zombies. And someone will come back and help you.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any other game where that is such an integral part of the thing. If anyone listening to this knows of any games where it's, full-on proper co-op play, where you actually have to cooperate, even Rainbow Six, when you're cooperating, there's still an element of the Chuck Norris running around on your own, doing a solo mission kind of thing. But Left 4 Dead, I love it. There's only four maps, which is the disappointing thing. And I've heard rumours, some American 12-year-old told me online that there's going to be more maps. There are going to be more maps coming out very, very soon, which is what they need to do, because it is a little bit limited. But it's just like being in a film, and it's totally got me back into playing games.
It is like being in a film, actually. Yeah. I thought the look, but I did the same as you then were. I just threw myself straight into online. Hadn't really played it very much, and I felt like the crap character in the film that gets taken
the
out.
The cannon fodder.
Yeah. The one that doesn't really even have a name, just gets sort of taken out because he's hanging around at the back. And that happened to me so much. I kept getting, great, was it Smokers?
The Smokers.
Grab you with the tongue? Yeah. And I kept having to just shout down the microphone, oh, Smokers got me, and they had to come back.
But did you find that the people were all right about that, though? And they were kind of like, come on, mate, don't worry, stick with us, kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they were for a while.
Wow, how bad were you? Don't wake the witch. It's just... Yeah. It's the most fun. And you know, you play a game. If you're good with good people, you can complete a whole game in 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a quarter. Mm. And then I'm a sucker. Even the credits at the end, you know, 2,600 zombies were harmed in the making of this film. It's just wonderful. So that's what I was playing. Should we have a little roundup of news that I spotted on the... Mm. I just little things. I don't know what there is to say about this, but it's just troubled times. I don't know if you heard that the world is collapsing. Yes, there's a new president in America, but and that's a good thing, but the world is collapsing around our ears in financial chaos. And I just noticed that a couple of the big companies are in trouble. Midway have been around forever. I mean, they were doing like pinball tables and stuff. They've been around forever. I've got until February the 12th to pay $150 million. Now, I'm thinking, if they haven't got it now, we're recording this sort of mid-January, if they haven't got this now, how do you get $150 million in a month? It's like, you know, you're struggling with the mortgage a little bit. You think, oh, I'm a few hundred quid short. You can just about manage to do that on it, you know. $150 million.
It seems harsh.
It does seem harsh, but you wonder how has that happened. And Eidos are in trouble, and there's talks that they're going to be bought out because the last Tomb Raider undersold massively. Was it Underworld? Was that
Underworld? Mm. Yeah,
just undersold massively because I think I didn't play it. I don't know if it was any good, but I think can we say people are bored of Lara Croft now officially? Is that the case?
It
got quite good
reviews.
Maybe
doesn't innovate enough, but then. I don't know. What do people want from a Tomb Raider game?
Well, I've got a theory on this with these companies being in trouble, which is just that there's too many games.
Right.
Not that people are bored with one particular one, but there's you go into... I mean, about November and December last year, the run-up's Christmas, obviously you get loads of games released.
Yeah.
But we were just swamped with them.
Yeah.
Massive, massive titles coming out as well. So, you know, there are going to be some big ones that do suffer and don't sell as well as they should.
And there is a thing, the game's been 40 quid, 40, 45 yeah. quid each... People are skint. The you know, I'll buy one instead of three.
Yeah.
You know, it's as simple as that. But yeah, Nintendo, massive. They sold 8.3 million Wiis across Europe. Is that now? I looked at and found on two sources on the internet. Because the first time I saw it, well, no, they've got the decimal point in the wrong place there. 8.3 million Wiis last year in Europe. How is that even possible? I can't comprehend the figures there. It seems ridiculous.
Well,
it?
Yeah, I mean that's because they've suddenly started selling games to people that don't normally buy them, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, we're talking about your girlfriend,
and exactly.
your dad. You know, these Absolutely. Are the people. I suppose that's why Nintendo are doing so well is they've realised everyone was laughing at them. You know, for doing a silly machine where you wave stuff. Mm. They're going, no, it's for the family. It's for the yeah, sure it is. But that seems to have paid off that philosophy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Another thing I noticed, we won't name any names here because I believe legal proceedings have been... but a company are potentially in trouble for allegedly paying people 60 cents a pop to write good reviews about their... I don't think it's games specifically. I think it's more peripherals, like, you know... I was going to say joysticks. You don't get joysticks anymore, do you? Do you get joysticks?
I suppose if you're a PC gamer, you might do.
Someone should release for the Xbox or the PS3 like an Atari-style joystick with big joystick with a red button. That's all you need.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so they've got in trouble for allegedly paying these people to write good reviews about their gaming equipment, and it got me thinking. And this is on like a big website that I generally trust the reviews on, and it got me thinking. I don't. No, and again, this is another one for the forum, if anyone wants to contribute. I don't know whose reviews I trust. There are very few games magazines. I don't trust any of the official games magazines, because I've heard from people that work on them that there is pressure to write good reviews. I did a TV show years ago called Thumb Bandits. It was rubbish. But on the very first episode, I did a really bad review of Max Payne, which I thought was a terrible game. I thought it was cliched and whatever. Companies phoned up and said he has to start giving us good reviews, otherwise he's not going to get beta copies, we're not going to send in any games for our stuff, and we were recording the show 2 months before it went out, so we needed all the betas. And I was put under pressure to write... I remember that they gave me a wrestling game that was awful, and they said, you've got to do a good review for this game. I said, well, I can't do it, because it stinks. And in the end, they made me do a very bland review where I didn't say it was bad, but I didn't say it was good either. And I would imagine that games magazines get the same kind of pressure to write. Are there any games magazines that you trust, Nick, or any review outlets that you trust when you're buying new games?
Yeah, I think it's getting more and more now that people look for peer reviews,
right?
Because they get that feeling that if they go to magazines or established sources like that maybe there is that pressure. You get a review from someone who's just like yourself, then it's a lot more likely to be true.
Yeah.
Which is why it's a bit worrying that maybe companies are twigging onto that and then paying people to put up dodgy peer reviews.
Well, just 5-4-star review, I'll probably go for it. You know, 1-star review, then I'm out of it. Jane, is there any way you trust for...
I'd usually use Metacritic as a starting point.
Okay,
you know,
no,
they collate all the game reviews.
I've not seen Metacritic.
They do enough. You know, like Rotten Tomatoes for film?
Yes.
It's like that for games.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And other stuff as well, but
yeah,
I use it for games. And I mean, that's a starting point, but I don't know. Some of the games I liked last year had some terrible reviews and some good reviews.
Yeah.
And I think across the board, if a game's a little bit different and not universally acclaimed, then it will tend to get a really mixed bag of reviews.
Mm.
And then it becomes a question of, well, you know, not who do you trust, but who do you agree with?
Yeah,
like everyone's using
different
criteria for what makes a great game. Exactly. So even what, I mean, film reviews, you kind of know where you are generally. There's a reviewer who generally agrees with you. And
I know a very famous film reviewer who writes for a Sunday newspaper who told me he doesn't see the films. He doesn't see the films. Someone goes and sees the films for him. I've not given a clue who he is. He sees some of them, but he's too busy doing other stuff to see all the films. So someone sees the films and either writes a review for him or tells him what he'd think about the film if he saw it. Tells him if it was any good or not, and he writes
it. Someone like that.
Around that. Yeah, well,
that
it'd be handy,
some
wouldn't
time.
It? The only magazine I trust is The Edge.
Yeah.
That's the only one where you think, well, yeah, they're probably... Because I've seen them slate massive games and say, just doesn't... It doesn't deliver what you'd expect from this kind of thing.
Mm.
So that's the only print outlet I can think of.
I think then it just shows how subjective it can be as well, because I remember them giving Fallout 3, I think they gave it 7 out of 10.
Yeah, they didn't give it a great review.
Which I thought was a fantastic game. And, you know, if I'd based it purely on what Edge had said for whether I was going to buy that or not. I am actually, I do still return to that.
I tell you what I've been playing, and my girlfriend has been playing with me, is the Guitar Hero World Tour. I know we keep going on about it. I know it's almost a blacklisted subject here, but with the drums and everything, we're having a great time. It's
really
a shame you've got Rock Band, man, because we can link up and have battles and stuff.
I keep seeing people with Guitar Hero boxes walking around town at the moment, actually.
Yeah, someone must have discounted them somewhere, because I've seen a lot of those being carried around on the tube and stuff like that.
Mm.
It is brilliant.
Yeah.
Playing Blondie, one way or another, then we went and downloaded some Eagles tracks. It was fantastic. And my girlfriend's going, I was thinking she was getting bored because she was playing the drums and it's quite tricky. I was going, well, should we put it away now? Yeah. Can we do one more song, Ian? It's like, all right, yeah, fantastic. So it's all good. Anyway, Jane, what have you got?
I think we had a suggestion. Well, someone on the message board started their own discussion thread on best downloaded game, and I thought we were overdue for talking about downloadable content and downloaded games, because we always talk about the retail console stuff and not so much downloaded PC or console or otherwise. So
we've got a list here, haven't
we? Yeah, let's start with what they're talking about on the forums. Ali Cat, who started the discussion, says...
Ali Cat is a regular contributor.
He is a regular,
well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
He says, mine is the very newly released Braid. Actually, this was obviously started a little while ago. And it's a puzzler platformer which has beautiful 2D graphics and really uses your grey matter. Even if you don't like 2D games, I'm sure you'll like this. And I did play and complete Braid, and it's definitely worth a look.
Is this on the PlayStation?
No, this is an Xbox.
Oh, 10. Is it? Because I was with some friends, and I don't play my PS3 very often at all. But they were saying it's brilliant for the downloadable games. Some of the games you can get on there are just fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe I should look into it.
PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
Games. There are some really good ones on
there. Wipeout HD and some small indie ones.
There's
as well.
There's a tower defense game called Pixel Junk Monsters, which is really good. Really good fun. So
okay, let's see what else everyone else has put down. The Deadly Disciple has mentioned the Pixel Junk games and Braid and Bionic Commando Rearmed. Now that's an old... There's a lot of these old school games either being reskinned or just re-released as is, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, there's like a 3D Prince of Persia, but it's just a remake of the first 60-minute game, but just kind of done in...
What's the game I downloaded on the Xbox? It's an old Spectrum game, and it's fantastic. You've got to build a spaceship by dropping bits on it.
Oh, Jetpack.
Jetpack. You can play Jetpack online, man. And the reskin one is all right, but you want to play the classic. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yes, what else have we got?
iCraig. Can't remember the name, but it was an aquarium game where you had to buy certain fish and feed them to make them bigger.
Yes.
Further levels, you got more fish and you had to feed and stuff. fun and addictive search for it. I know the one he means. It's actually, if it's the one I think it is, it's a web-based flash game, you know, one of these right. casual games. I think it's called Insane Aquarium. It's by PopCap. Mm. And it is good fun. And I think you make money because you feed these fish and they poop money. And that's how you, you know, the game works. So
okay. I
hope I've got the right game now.
The fish games, I had one on the Dreamcast called Seaman that's voiced by Leonard Nimoy, bizarrely. There's a brilliant bit where he's talking to you and you can skip it. And if you skip it, he goes, oh, how rude. And then it goes off. And it's just lovely. But you have to feed a fish. And I think my fish has died because it lives in real time. Every time you go back on, it knows what day it is and...
It's floating upside down in the tank.
Yeah, it's a dead fish. It's got a human head, and you're supposed to talk to it. That's the gimmick with that. You have a microphone, and you're supposed to talk to it.
Are you sure this is a real game?
Yeah. Or maybe I'm doing the made-up games now. But you talk to it, and it learns words, and you can sort of communicate with it ever so slightly, and it talks back to you. But I never got that far. I wasn't that patient. Anyway, yes.
Okay, Elmo Joy Pod gives a shout to Geometry Wars 2, which is cool. Awesome.
I've never played the Geometry Wars. I know I'm missing out on a classic there. Every review just says it's both of them are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know the second one has two player. I don't know. I can't remember the first one, but the two player is really good. Like competitive two player is fun.
I might have some of that. Caltac says, I love Warhawk on the PS3. Never heard of it, but I love the name. Mm. I also love the extra weekly puzzles that can be downloaded for the excellent Professor Layton and the Curious Village. Yay. My DS Lite. It all comes back to this Professor Layton fella.
That's handy. I didn't know there were extra puzzles to come. My mum will be pleased.
There's a thing I was playing the disc the other day, and it said, do you want to go online to check for download games? So can you download proper... But I wasn't near a Wi-Fi network. But can you download games
on the
DS?
I think for the time being, you can just download content, you know, updates and stuff. But then when the new DS comes out, they're launching... I don't know, I can't remember what they called it, the shop... Nintendo shop or something, then you will actually be able to start downloading.
Yeah, and
games.
The whole thing with the Wii all comes together then, doesn't it? Or something.
Very sexy. All right, yes.
Same guy, Caltech says, I've also just found out you can still download the zany Llamatron game created by Jeff Minter way back in 92. Ring a bell?
Jeff Minter, of course, is an insane genius, and he. Did he write Tempest? I think he was Tempest.
I think you might be right.
And all games like Geometry Wars. Can be traced back to Tempest, which is a Minter thing, and he's obsessed with llamas.
Camel's Arse says Castle Crashers is mint, and I don't know about the name, but I do agree with the game. It's a side-scrolling. Side-scrolling four-player co-op sort of beat 'em up.
Castle Crashers is that like? It sounds like Gauntlet.
Yeah, it is, but it's sort of medieval themed, but it's kind of got a sense of humour about it. Okay. So maybe taking
and then Duke Nukem you can download, can you?
Hmm.
On the 360.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just dirty.
A complete port of it.
Oh, fantastic! We're living in the future, and it's bloody marvellous. I'm downloading that tonight.
Guru Larry says the only download game I ever really got into was I'm Okay, a murder simulator. Parodying a sarcastic article Jack Thompson once wrote for a concept for a violent video game, just oozed style.
If anyone can explain that post, then
I know who
post
Jack Thompson
again.
Is. He's an American lawyer, I think former lawyer now, who is very anti-violent video game.
Oh, one of them. Oh, so yeah, because we're all running around, you know, doing bad things because we play video. No, we're not. Yeah. We're not. I've been playing them since I was 7 and I'm fine. Sorry, a little rant.
That's
there.
That's all right.
Getting
quite
practice.
Right.
Okay.
Nadini says, I think the best game I ever downloaded is Perfect World.
Yeah, read on.
Even though it takes 6 hours to download, the gameplay and graphics are immensely good for a free downloaded game.
6 hours to download?
Are you sure?
Are you on 56k dial-up or something, Nadini? Get broadband. If that's 6 hours on broadband, then Nadini has either got a problem and should get in touch with the service provider, or
it's
that's...
a huge,
that's just
huge
ridiculous.
Game.
It's the biggest game in history.
That's ridiculous.
Kevling also mentions Warhawk. In terms of value for money, Warhawk stands out for me. Okay, you can buy it on Blu-ray as well, but I've had the game on my hard drive for a year and still play it. I think we need to find out what this Warhawk
sounds intriguing. Well, the games I've got down... I mean, I went through the thing of downloading a lot of classics like Defender and Pac-Man, which is great to get up every now and then. Just, you know, you just fancy 10 minutes of Pac-Man and a few games like that. But the two that I've been playing a lot more than sort of shop-bought games, Uno... The card game that I'm continually banging on about and I play it on my iPhone and I'm obsessed with. Uno is very famous because it was the first... Again, I'm going to sound like granddad. But it was one of the first games where on the 360 on live, where you could have like a live camera on while you were playing. So you could have four live cameras on. Mm. And the stories of what was seen in those little boxes are legendary. You'll quite often get someone going on going, well, I saw this couple last night and we were playing Uno. And you wouldn't. And apparently, now I've never seen it myself. It's quite possibly an urban myth, but apparently very mucky. Uno and Worms.
Worms
is, yeah. You know, it's great. If you got half an hour to spend, 20 minutes to spend, just get online and play Worms. And it's still got humour in it. It's still funny. You'll get kids playing it, and you'll get old men like me. You're going, well, I remember this first time round. You know, it's just those are the two that I play the most. Nick, have you got any? You a fan of the downloadable games?
Yeah, I totally agree with Worms. That's on my my hard drive as well.
We gotta play each other, man. Come on, listen. I know you're avoiding me. I know you don't want to. To you, this relationship just exists in this podcast thingy. But come on, man. We could be so good together. I want you to be my friend.
I'm ready to take you on at Worms.
You won't even give me your phone number. We don't need it. I know your gamer tag. Come on, Worms.
I've got an exploding sheep waiting for you.
Lovely, I like it. I'm going to call an airstrike. So the Worms, anything else?
Trouble. Gauntlet on there as well. And Geometry Wars too. But a mate of mine raves about this game called Age of Booty. You heard of this? Piracy.
Pirates, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you for explaining that, yes.
Yeah, so it could go either way. But yeah, Age of Booty, and it's a strategy type game. Right. Yeah. You lead a pirate army and build up your forces and all of that sort of thing. You know, have to make money and take over the world as a pirate. I don't know. Sounds right, but he raves about it. So I might have to check that out.
And is that one player or multiplayer? Sounds like a one player, probably.
It does, doesn't it?
It does sound like fun, though. That's the kind of thing I could, you know, that's an afternoon gone playing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Jane, anything?
A couple of iPhone games come highly recommended.
Okay.
So, Rolando.
I read a fantastic review of this.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
It gets compared to Loco Roco, the PSP game.
Very similar style graphics.
Yeah, and you're using the accelerometers, the tilt, to just roll these creatures around the screen.
Are they called accelerometers? I didn't know that.
I think so.
It's a brilliant word. Right. It sounds proper. I'm going to.
The sensor thingies.
Yeah, they've got the accelerometers in this, yes.
And they also have one, Crayon Physics. Crayon Physics. You have to draw things with simulated crayons on your screen, and that is obviously physics based, and you're drawing obstacles and little implements to get this thing from one side of the screen to the other.
Okay,
you'd have to play it. I think that sounds a bit weird, but
I like weird.
Both good.
The iPhone is coming on leaps and bounds, and the iTouch, I guess, as well. In the games you can get now, finally, there are people bringing out good games. But again, you're dependent on reviews on that, because a lot of them are from indie companies. So if anyone, you know, knows any good iPhone games, again, put them up on the message board. We'll have a look at those, please. There's no games coming out in the shop, really, are they? Or the ones that are, I'm a little bit suspicious of. You think, why wasn't this released during the Christmas rush? Why are you trying to sneak this one out?
February, you got Sims 3. Maybe not your thing. Sims 3?
Yeah, I never really bought into The Sims.
I didn't really play it myself either, but there's massive, massive excitement about this coming out.
What's so special about this? Do we know?
It's the new Sims game. I think that's all they need.
It's got the number 3 in the title, right? Yeah. That's enough.
I played a bit of Killzone 2. That's for the PlayStation. That's out in February as well.
Any good?
I haven't made my mind up about it yet. I haven't really played enough of it. I want it to be good. I want it to be like this spectacular, like, flagship game for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be that just yet. But then that said, I haven't had a proper go at the multiplayer, and I think that's what it's all about. But yeah, it's a bit quiet until March when we've got like Resident Evil. And,
is it March?
Yes.
Oh, please come to me. I can't wait for that.
I played some Resident Evil the other day.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good. I was in Las Vegas. Obviously.
Oh, hang on. Excuse me. Was this a jolly?
Not for games-related purposes. It was for the Consumer Electronics Show, and Capcom sort of, I don't know, managed to tie in an event there. And so they were projecting Resident Evil 5 across the Planet Hollywood Hotel.
Right.
Like 6 stories tall.
Brilliant.
Times 2, because obviously it's a co-op game, so one for one player and one for the other. That was very awesome.
It's co-op online as well, isn't it?
Yeah, split screen or online or
see, that's going to be the thing that makes it. I've had a brief go at it, and it's brilliant. And the co-op thing is the fantastic gimmick that's gone. And also, it looks stunning, as you'd expect.
Yes, I have high hopes for it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There's furore on the internet because Final Fantasy One, two, three. 13. Someone just posted up, it's not going to come out here until March 2010. But that's... I thought
it was a bit sooner than that, but I haven't read whatever this latest is.
Well, it's the internet, so who knows what truth is in there. But it's coming out in Japan this year. Mm. And someone posted, well, it always takes a year for it to be translated. So it could be that it's coming out in 2010. Holds no interest for me whatsoever. I was laughing when I read that. It serves the Final Fantasy fans right, I think, for buying into that nonsense. I will say that now. I'll be brave.
I was just thinking, because the current crop of consoles have been around for a few years now.
Nick, sorry, are those your biscuits there?
No.
I'll steal the biscuits. Sorry, carry on, Nick. I do apologise. I've just not eaten all day, so this is going to sound a little bit rude. But
we don't feed him.
No, but carry on. Continue with your point, sir.
The current consoles have been around for a few years now, so I was thinking, it's about time that the debates and rumours start about what might be coming next. So what do we think would be cool to have next?
Because I read a thing online, as I wipe the biscuit away from my face, that normally at this stage in a console's career or life, that we have an inkling of what the next generation is going to look like or will have, or there's rumours. And there's been nothing, has there? There is no leaked images. There are not even any made-up images that the fans go, look, I've got the PlayStation 4 here, look at this. There's nothing going on. So I don't know. What would I like to see in it? Well, complete backwards compatibility, please.
Yes.
That's always the thing you think, why is that not a basic standard thing? Another game I got for Christmas, I've not even tried it yet, sorry. I got Viv Ribbon, which I've been banging on for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
A friend of mine got it for £3 in Blockbuster. They were selling all their old games, so I've got that. But I don't know if it's going to work on the PS3, because that's not completely backwards compatible, is it? I don't think.
Depends which PS3 you've got, but possibly not.
Oh, really? Are there two different...
Yeah, which version you got.
I think mine's an early one.
Might be all right then, actually. I think it's an early one.
Are the later ones not?
I think they brought out... When they brought out a later one, they took out the backwards compatibility.
Why would they do that? That's such an annoying thing. You think, brilliant, I'll get the new console.
But then with the Xbox, like, some titles you can play, some old Xbox titles you can play, and some you just can't.
And the old Xbox titles, it's done via a simulator, isn't it? It's an Xbox simulator or something. So, and there's a big list online of what games work and what games don't work. You think, well, that's not fair, really.
I want massive storage space inside it. I want a huge hard drive. You can get like 1 terabyte hard drives now, for your PC. I want something like that in there so that I can just store everything I've got, all my music, all my downloaded films or whatever, it all goes on it.
Well, that's, again, it's going to be another thing, is that they're every generation, they want to make it the one box that's under the television, don't they? So, yes, it would need a massive hard drive so you could download films, you could rip your entire CD catalogue, into it. Another thing that I'd like, for it to have a Sky...
Yeah, set-top box.
But it's actually Sky, not Freeview, because you can get that with the player thing for the PS3. But, join in. They get either get a marketing thing with Sky or with Virgin or one of the big ones. So it's a proper set-top box and you can put Xbox or PlayStation games in it and it records and rewinds and does all that. That's what I'd like. Jane, any ideas?
HD streaming movies, that'd be great, or HD downloads, more of them.
Yeah,
anyway.
Nice.
But just that sort of multimedia integration stuff. I mean, apart from that, like, more powerful, obviously, and better graphics. I don't know if that's the smart move, though, when you see what Nintendo's doing. So.
You do play a Wii game, you think, it's a little bit chunky, but in terms of graphics, but the games are brilliant. Motion sensor as standard as well. That's that's got to be.
Yeah,
everyone's
sure
got to
that,
go for
sure
that next time.
Yeah, I mean the other thing that I've seen mentioned a few places is the idea of just unifying all the consoles so it becomes a single standard.
Ooh.
Which is
that's
quite
controversial.
That would never work.
Yeah, but you say it wouldn't work, but it works with every other type of media. It's only games that has all these different formats. Music. Everyone buys the music on a CD.
We're a step towards that further than we were 5 years ago. Everyone was very protective. A Nintendo game on a PlayStation that you could also get on a PlayStation would never happen. So maybe there's something in that. But then I think we need separate consoles for the rivalry that's always been there since Spectrums versus BBCs versus Commodores. You need to be able to go, well, the 360 is better than... Well, technically, the PS3 can do this, this and this, and it's got blue. You need that.
We need that.
Otherwise, people would have less reasons to hate me, and that would be...
I have nothing to fight about on the forums or anything.
There would be nothing to fight about, So, how many Blu-rays did you get for Christmas? not many, because it's a dying format. Anyway, that's my Blu-ray rant over and done
just,
with.
Just a short one this month.
Just a short one. Oh, that's all I have to say. I'm going to chomp away on my biscuit then while Jane does the business.
Righto. Okay. Well, if you've got anything to say, anything to add, anything to suggest or recommend, then come over to the message boards at tech.uk.msn.com and let us know. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the biscuit.
Gamecast from MSN.